Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Father, we give you thanks for the fruits of the earth in their season, and for the labors of those who harvest them. Make us, we pray, faithful stewards of your great bounty, for the provision of our necessities and the relief of all who are in need. To the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God has given you. And you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us." When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God: "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived as an alien, few in number, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens and who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you, and to your house. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When the crowd found Jesus on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I want to start by sharing a story with you about something that happened in our outdoor Sunday church. A few weeks ago, a new gentleman arrived as we were setting up, and he asked what we were going to do, so we invited him to church. He appeared quite downtrodden in spirit, didn't say much, but he quietly found a place to sit and waited. Soon after that, others began arriving. We had more than 70 people that day. A group from a large Episcopal parish brought our lunches. One of the women from the parish went and sat down next to this man. She began to speak with him, and in the process, he blurted out, "Why are you sitting with me?" Clearly, he wasn't used to someone taking an interest in him. "I don't know why," she told him. "Maybe God wants us to sit together." As their conversation developed, the man revealed that he has a hard time dealing with anger. He told her that the pain of this anger he carries inside is excruciating. "It hurts all the way through my entire body," he explained. Then the woman called over a young boy from her parish and addressed him. "Bobby, you have a hard time dealing with your anger, don't you?" "Yes, ma'am," he responded. "What is that like for you?" she asked. "It's awful," the boy replied. "It's like it hurts all the way through my entire body." The man and this boy had exactly the same struggle. It was so similar that they used the exact same words to describe it. This small band cried together and prayed together. "You must be an angel," the man told his new friend. Each person who witnessed that event was fed in an unexpected way, but in a very real way. When we gather as this church without walls, it has nothing to do with the haves feeding the have-nots. It is about hungry feeding hungry. That is how Gordon Lathrop, a beloved professor of mine, defines the essence of church. Hungry, feeding hungry. He describes what we do when we gather in places like this as meal fellowship. We come together at regular times. We are served and receive the gospel of Jesus. In a few minutes, we will focus on the bread and the cup. We will give thanks for Christ, who became both server and food when he gave his life for us, his friends. A number of you have visited our Church Without Walls ministry either at our weekly morning prayer and coffee fellowship, which happens outside Clara White on Wednesdays. Some of you have visited and participated in our worship on Sunday afternoons in the diocesan parking lot. Please be assured that this concept of Church Without Walls is not a criticism of what we do inside our churches with walls. We, the body of Christ, are a church without walls. We are called to be Christ wherever we go. What happens here in this place, deep worship and prayer, praise and music that lifts the rafters, teaching and study and fellowship, this all happens to nourish and build us up as a community so that we can go out into the world and do the work that we've been given to do. Now, for most groups or individuals who choose to visit either our Sunday worship or Wednesday fellowship, the first time is usually marked by some apprehension. It doesn't matter who the person is or where they come from. The first time for anything is usually marked with a little bit of uncertainty. Following Christ, going out and about in the world as he does, requires a willingness to take risks. Being the church without walls means that we are called out of our comfort zone. We are invited to encounter those who are like us, as well as those who are different. We're called to enter into community with those who belong and with those who are aliens. And in the process, we find out that we are one and the same. Something extraordinary happens in that parking lot. Perhaps it is because our gathering is so simple, no frills, just the basic bread and cup, open hospitality. But when we become willing to come together, to cross artificial social boundaries, we experience what I think we all long for in our heart of hearts. We see Jesus in the face of the other. When we become willing, we become hungry, feeding hungry. And in that space, we encounter the living Christ in our midst. Several weeks ago, I visited with Bishop Howard to keep him posted on this ministry. Careful not to waste his time, I delivered my report and then I rose to leave. "Sit back down," he told me. And of course, I complied. "I want to tell you how this ministry has changed me," he said. And he proceeded to tell me a story about a man whom he had encountered when he was driving to work early one morning. This man was a little unsteady on his feet. He was pushing a cart, and Though the bishop had the green light, he had to wait for this man to cross the street. I was irritated at first, he said, but then I realized that could be one of our people. I better be nice. The truth is that everyone we encounter, they are all our people. We belong to each other. Each of us was knit together in our mother's womb by the one who created everything that is. This same God longs to knit us together in a new way. He calls us to a place of ongoing conversion, to a place of greater and greater intimacy with Him. He calls us to a place of becoming friends, friends who sit with one another and listen to one another, friends who bear witness to one another's joy and one another's sorrow. It is in this place of true fellowship that we no longer need to beg for signs, because we encounter Jesus for ourselves. Even today, especially today, when we gather together, when we create a space for connection and community, wherever we may find ourselves in the world, may the true bread come to us. May it give life to us and to the world. Amen.
Please stand for the Litany of Thanksgiving. Let us give thanks to God our Father for all his gifts so freely bestowed upon us.
For the beauty and wonder of your creation in earth and sky and sea.
We thank you, Lord.
For all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ.
We thank you, Lord.
For our daily food and drink, our homes and families, and our friends.
We thank you, Lord.
For minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve.
We thank you, Lord.
For health and strength to work and leisure to rest and play.
We thank you, Lord.
For the brave and courageous who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity.
We thank you, Lord.
For all valiant seekers after truth, liberty, and justice.
We thank you, Lord.
For the communion of saints in all times and places.
We thank you, Lord.
Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
To him be praise and glory. With you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Happy Thanksgiving. It is so good to see you here today. Thank you for coming out on this cold morning to give thanks to the Lord. God bless you. It's a good day to give thanks. And thank you, Beth, for your amazing ministry that you do. We're so proud of you. We're going to pass around the plates, and your loose plate offering will go to the Church Without Walls, which is Beth's incredible ministry, so please be generous. They are, as she mentioned, 70 people at their church service. It's just quite extraordinary how the Holy Spirit is moving. And I know Beth would want me to invite all of you, and it is at 1:30 every Sunday in the parking lot. The diocesan parking lot, and I've attended it. It's just a beautiful service, and you're all welcome any Sunday to join the Church Without Walls. Following this service, we have Thanksgiving meal. So you're all welcome to join us. We have tons of turkey. So please, I hope you will join us. And lots of people have brought side dishes, so come and join your family of God and let us enjoy God's bounty together. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home.
By your will, we are created and have your being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. You may be seated. Let us say together the general thanksgiving, which is found on the final page of your bulletin. Let us pray together. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known, and through him, at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Let us sing our final hymn, hymn 397.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.